How's everybody doing? We awake? Exactly. That's the way I'm feeling this morning, too. Why is it that when you have a day off, you wake up at the time you're supposed to wake up for work? And the time that you have to work, all you could do is sleep till 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Hate that. I mean, I'm up within a minute of when that alarm's supposed to go off. I have it turned off. So ridiculous. Anyhow, thank you for coming in today. We're here to praise the Lord. Amen. Amen?
Amen?
All right, there we go. We'll wake up a little bit. All right, everybody stand up for me. All right, everybody sit back down. I'm serious. Everybody sit back down. All right, everybody stand back up. All right, Christian calisthenics. We're all done. Everybody, blood's flowing now. Here I am to worship, because that's what we are here for. Amen? All right.
Beauty that pays.
That sounds pretty good. Welcome to Haven Community Church. We are glad you're with us today. I see some more folks coming in. I think there's lots of seats around, so hopefully if the lights are up, you can see. If you are visiting with us today, welcome. We don't think you're here by accident, so if you are visiting, you'd like to stop by out here on the side. I'll be out here after church. I'd love to talk to you, meet you, and get a little information from you if possible. So in your bulletin, you have some announcements. I'm just going to hit on a couple, but I encourage you to read them as always. A couple things. Sunday School Christmas pageant, there is practice again today after church from 12 to 1:15. Parents, and you come pick your kids back up at 1:15, you need to come into the sanctuary so they'll be released. There's a note here about Parents' Day Out next Sunday after church from 12 to 5. If you are interested in having your kids... there's Jeannie right there. If you're interested in having your kids be watched from 12 to 5, they're going to play games and all kinds of things so that you can do shopping or have lunch or whatever. Please take advantage of that. The information's right there, and you can see Jeannie Logan if you have any questions about that. You'll see a note about Dining for Women. Make a note, women, for that. Also, I wanted to point out the Haven's Helping Hands team meeting. It's not going to be, it was not the Sunday. It's this Wednesday night, so take a look at that. Finally, two last things. Angel Tree starts today. You may have seen if you came down to this side of the hall, there's a tree. It has angels on it. And those are meant for gifts for people in our community who are in need, who might not get a gift otherwise. So if you want to, after service, go stop by out there. There will be someone there. Please don't take an angel without getting it signed out. But there's opportunities for gift cards and for gifts. So please take advantage of that to bless someone in our community this year. And then lastly, we are now starting sign-ups for the emergency rotating shelter. That's going to be the week of January 6th to 13th. The table is out on this side as well where the angel tree is, so you can do both. Stop over there, and you'll see either Debbie Chadwick or Joanne Edwards out there, and you can sign up. So that's a great opportunity for our community and for our church. And I think that's it. Everything else is here. just ask that you just take the moment today, let, you know, the Christmas season's starting to kick off and really get in high gear. Try to just take some moment today to be in the service and connect to God. So thank you for being here.
I think everyone's in a tryptophan coma today, right? Which you get from turkey. How many had a good Thanksgiving? Anybody have a bad Thanksgiving? Oh, there you go. Good. There's one. So that's good. Today, we start off Advent, but what I want to do, I want to give you a chance to go ahead and just greet the people around you. We have a lot of people traveling today, and we have some other people. I see some new faces. So just meet the people around you, and then I'm going to move over here. We're going to start our Advent season today. So please just stand where people are around you, and then we'll go get situated back. I'm going to Advent, then Fred's going to pray. Advent. All right, if everyone would take their seat, please. We're going to go ahead and kick off our season of Advent. For the bonus prize today, and I don't have any food to throw out to you today, so what is Advent mean? Does anybody know what Advent means? We need a Jeopardy theme here, Andy, back there. Advent means coming. And what it is, it's a celebration of two things. It's a celebration of Christ coming, yes, as a baby in Bethlehem, which we all get excited about and we kind of forget about when we're standing in line on Black Friday, correct? But it's more important, and additionally it's important, it's a focus on Christ coming again, and I can't wait. I wish it was before Black Friday, but that's okay. So it's good. So that's the kind of things that we are celebrating. So the theme of the first week is usually hope. Does anybody need any hope in your life in any area? Anybody? Who needs hope? Anybody? Okay. So that's what we're going to kind of talk about. And our hope comes through Christ Jesus. And so through that, our theme today is hope, but watchfulness, looking backwards and looking forwards at the same time in joyful repentance, trust, and hope. And so our key verse today comes from Matthew 24:36 through 44. That's where it talks about expectations. But I want to read one verse from 24:44 where Jesus says, "Therefore you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Can you imagine if Jesus came yesterday, would you be ready? If Jesus came this morning at 6 a.m., would you have been ready? Fred would. He woke up, right? He woke up. So I know exactly what you mean. I did that all week. So, but you understand what I mean? How many of us would be ready? What about now, today, as we're sitting in church where we're here to worship Christ, if Jesus returned right now, would we be ready? And one of the interesting things about that is I like to watch other pastors' sermons at times, and I saw a pastor who did a sermon, and I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I am going to this week, called "If Jesus Was Your Pastor, You Probably Still Would Not Come to Church." I thought it was a neat, interesting thing. So what we want to look at here is we're going to light the candle today, the candle of hope. And I want to say this to you. It was Jesus himself that told us to be ready at any time. So today we remember that call, the call to look to God at unexpected places and unexpected times. And what's really cool about this is where my sermon is going to lead today. We're going to talk about just seeing God in our life and hearing from God. And even though we wait, we can expect our Savior to show in unexpected places and unexpected times. So this morning, we light this candle of hope and of expectation. And as we do so, I want to go ahead and remember that We want this fire to remind us to wait for the Lord. As a kid, I used to love Advent because it was a countdown to my presence. And how many of you recognize? Now, as a parent, it's a countdown to where I have to get a lot of stuff done. You know what I mean? But really, if we really truly get the Advent flavor, what we recognize is that it's a countdown that hopefully today Jesus will return and we'll be ready. All right? So Fred's going to lead us in prayer to start our service today.
Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we come here before you today. Some of us broken, some of us joyful. Lord, just open us all up so that all the words that we hear, be it through music or through what Jack has to say to us, that we worship every moment of it, and it just touches our souls and helps us to make it through our week and through these trying times as the holiday really begins. And just ask that you lift us up and just make us whole and let us have a good life under you. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Let's stand. Are you ready? Are you in expectancy that if Jesus showed up today, you'd be giving him a good worship? It doesn't sound very convincing. Hey, would you be ready if Jesus showed up today? Because he's going to show up.
He's going to show up. I was going to say, he's going to.
Thank you.
Now you're ready, right?
Attaboy, Gary.
Gary's here.
I hear you, brother. Shine, Jesus, shine. Look to his light and his power. Amen? All right.
You may be seated. At this time, our children, if you're visiting, our children can go, if you'd like, to our Sunday school, our Shoreline Ministry.
While we're waiting for the children to finish exiting, one reminder, if you signed up for small interest in small groups or you're in a small group, we'll be meeting this morning right after the service right up here on this side for just a couple of minutes. Would remind you that we have two places in the back where you can fill out these prayer request forms, and we appreciate when you do that. It makes it much easier for putting it online. with our prayer chain. This morning, June has asked us to pray for her daughter, April, who has a severe ear infection, and she has a hole in her eardrum that needs to be operated on, but they cannot do that until the infection goes away, and it keeps returning. So we want to remember her this morning in prayer. And Patty Nichols has asked us to pray for John and Charlene McLaughlin. He fell on Wednesday. He had to have emergency brain surgery. He is now on a ventilator, and the prognosis is not good. So we want to remember him also. Let's go to the Lord this morning in prayer. Father, as we took time this week to pause and to thank you for all the things that you have given us, hopefully on that list we made at the top, your gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And as we enter into the Advent season and we start to think about that, help us to constantly be remembering that gift and what it means and how thankful we need to be for it. We pray, Father, that we will put aside all of what we've experienced this week, the highs of Thanksgiving Day and the lows of the shopping that went that day and the next, and to focus this morning on the hope that we have in you. Help us this morning as we listen, as we continue to worship, as we listen to the words of the music, as we listen to the scripture that will be read, and to the words that you have given Jack this morning. Help us to not just become happy that we're here and sitting and we can check it off our list of what we've accomplished this week, Father, but help us to be active in our participation, to listen, to understand, and then to serve. We think, Father, of the request that we've heard this morning of April, who needs to have ear surgery and has these reoccurring infections. We pray, Father, that you will help the infections to be cleared up and that the surgery can go on and be successful. And we think, Father, of this gentleman who is on a ventilator as a result of a fall. We pray that if it's your will, that you will touch him and restore him, and that you'll be with his family as they go through this time of uncertainty. We pray, Father, that you'll be with all of us as we come to you this morning with many different needs that we've chosen not to write down and make public. But, Father, you know that everyone here has something that they are concerned about. And we pray, Father, that we will lay them at your feet and trust you for the outcome. As we continue to worship you this morning, we pray that you'll give us clear minds, and that the distractions that could easily interrupt our thoughts and interrupt Jack's concentration would be non-existent. We pray, Father, that as we give our tithes and offerings this morning, that you will help us to remember that we are giving back to you a small portion of what you have given us. We ask all of these things in thy name. Amen.
A secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. You're the God above. You're filling me with grace and love, and I just want to say thank you to you. You pulled me from the miry clay. You're giving me a brand new day. Now all that I can say is hallelujah. 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 love you, Lord, with all my heart. You've given me a brand new start, and I just wanna sing this song to you. Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall.
The scripture this morning is found in Exodus chapter 3, the first 10 verses. I would invite you to follow along either on the screen or in your own Bible. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire within a bush. Moses saw that although the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush did not burn. When the Lord saw that he had come over to look, God called to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And at this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into the good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people out of the Israelites, out of Egypt.
Just wanted to wake you up. So that's how we should be here, right? Am I right? I heard an absolutely. How are we supposed to be? Ready? I'm going to let you guys do it. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, you're lame. One more time. Ready? Here we go. Sound like a bunch of turkeys on Thanksgiving. Here we go. So, all right. Good to see you. Everybody doing well? Huh? All right. So, woo! I'm good. So, all right. I guarantee you, if someone was trying to get some kind of toy on that you needed or something on Black Friday, you'd be a little bit more passionate. Am I right? Remember when people used to have fist fights over a Cabbage Patch dolls? Now you can get them, what, 10 cents at a yard sale? Maybe, can you? I don't know. I haven't bought one in a long time, so don't plan on it either. So, all right. Do you hear what I hear? How many of you got to hear the countdown today? Haha, you don't know. The countdown, we did a version of that last year. I'm hoping to really do it again when we do it again this year. From a group called The Spiraling. Do you hear what I hear? To Bob O'Reilly. Very cool. Very cool. And you guys don't know what that is? It's Teenage Wasteland. All right, by the Who? All right. So you like it? There you go. There you go. All right. Chris knows what he's talking about here. So we welcome you here. It's kind of a crazy week, as many of you alluded to and kind of feel, I think, because we're not, isn't it weird how we get like a week off or a day off and a couple days and it just like throws everything out of whack? We're like, we're such creatures of habit. It's ridiculous that we just go ahead and we're like, wait, oh my gosh, this is out of order. And I actually got some things done earlier than I did before, and it messed me up because I had time that I didn't have. So I like strung some other stuff out so I would have more, I would have it on the exact same schedule. Anybody know what I mean? Okay, is anybody weird like me like that? So those are the kind of things that we end up doing. Today we are going to talk about, do you hear what I hear? The first song that we started off with was a version I found of Mercy Me singing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. What a ridiculous song that is, I must say. Anybody ever rocked around the Christmas tree? If you're like me, I shove it in a corner and move the rest of my room all around, and I'm just happy to get stuff around it at Christmas time and stay out of the way and fill my room with the rest of the stuff. But I was looking at this words of the song, rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Now, somebody decided to design and make the Christmas tree right in the middle of the room, so I don't know how much of a good party that is with the Christmas tree right in the middle of the room. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. That, you imagine all the kissing that's going on with all that mistletoe being hung everywhere? Let the Christmas spirit ring. Maybe we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. Somehow in there, Christmas spirit and pumpkin pie and caroling are mixed together there, and you'll get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. I don't even know what a bough is. Anybody else know why? And why? Okay, you do? Good. Phyllis, you and I will talk after this. And then we start again, let the Christmas spirit ring. They're still getting pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. And they go back on. You will get a sentimental feeling, deck the halls, blah, blah, blah. Rocking around, have a happy holiday, everyone dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way. I don't know how they're dancing when they're all kissing with mistletoe hung everywhere, but it's an interesting song. But what I realized is there's a lot of stuff going on around here, and I kind of like to look at words of things every once in a while. And I did a sermon years ago called We Wish You a Merry Christmas. The words to that song is ridiculous. Anybody ever had figgy pudding? It must be really good because they're really ticked off. If they ain't going, I'm not going till I'm getting some. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to get it. Does Walmart sell figgy pudding? Does anybody know? But some of these songs just kind of hang around. And I think in a lot of times in the Christmas season, we hear a lot of things, but some of what we need to hear, we don't hear. And so today, that's what I want to talk about for the next couple weeks. And what I want you to, I'm going to give you my one present that you can get me for Christmas, all right? I'm going to be really brave and throw it out there. I want you to have a really good response when you're here, okay? That's not it. I want you to have a really good response when you're here, even you at home or you who may be traveling that are watching this. I want you to have a response. So if I say something that's funny or should be funny, I want you to laugh and humor me anyway, okay? There you go. Good job. The next thing I want you to do is when there's something that God moves you to, I want you to do what Gary does, which is what, Gary? Amen. There you go. And you hear that? You know, I know Gary's here because he says what, Gary? There you go. And I want you at home. I don't if you're, you know, some of our shut-ins and people that are there, I want you to go, amen. I want you to drive the people crazy next door singing amen. Say an amen, all right? If you go into a course, amen. So let's try that. Ready?
Amen.
That's good. All right. So I want you to just have some passion and really connect because I believe this series is really, really encouraging. A few months ago, or a few weeks ago, Debbie and I were talking about prayer. Debbie kind of guides our prayer ministry here. And if you're not on the prayer chain, Debbie, wave your hand. She's there. And would love to get you there. Used to be prayer chains. You had to call somebody who had to call somebody else who had to call somebody else. Anybody remember these days? You had to call somebody else. Now we do it through email, but if there's somebody who wants to be on the prayer chain that's not on email, give Debbie your information. We'll have one person in that chain call somebody. But it's really cool. We can get a lot of stuff out. And I think that one of the things that disappoints me most about the church in the world today is that we don't take prayer as seriously as we need to. And so we're going to talk about, do you hear from God? Now, this series is going to be about hearing the voice of God. And I want to ask you a question. How many of you in your life need to have God speak in at least one area of your life? How many of you? How many of you need God to just speak in one area of your life? It may be about a relationship. It may be you need that. Somebody may be saying, you know, I'm thinking about going out with this person, or even more, we've been together for a while, I'm thinking about marrying this person. You really need God to speak to you in that area. Or it may be about a career. You say, God, I want you to speak to me whether you want me to continue in a different career path. Or maybe you're being forced into a different career path and you really need God to hear from you. Or maybe it's your children that you've tried everything and you need to hear God direct you and guide you. So whatever it may be, you need to hear something from God. In James chapter 1, verse 5, I have it printed in your bulletin. And it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should go to school and forget about it. It says you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Isn't that cool? How many of you lack wisdom in some area? So guess what? We all need to hear from God. Let's unpack this a little bit more. I've been asked before, what is the greatest skill as a pastor that you need? Is it administration? Sometimes I wish, because it's not my favorite thing. Is it counseling? Yes, in some ways, because you need to help a lot of people. Is it, you know, worship planning? What is it, teaching? What is it? And I believe that probably the greatest skill that is needed as a pastor is to be able to hear what God says. And I wouldn't normally leave it to a pastor. I would say it's probably the most, if you want something that will change and is the most important effect on your life and your Christian journey, it is to be able to hear clearly the voice of God and direction for your life. And I believe that with a passion in my heart. And so I want to spend some time doing that today. And I want to do so by starting with what Stephen read to us, a great Christmas story of Moses and the burning bush. You guys all read that? See, you're supposed to laugh. You already didn't give me my Christmas present. Moses and the burning bush. There we go. Good job. Okay, we have the story. Stephen just read it to us. And here's Moses. He's going along. He's leading his father's flock, his father Jethro. And an angel of the Lord appears to him from a fiery bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire but didn't burn up. And I love the statement that's here. I will go over and see this strange sight. Why this bush does not burn up. It's like, I think I shall take a look at this thing over here. And when the Lord saw that Moses had gone over to look, God called him within the bush, said, Moses, Moses, here I am. He said, do not come any closer, yada, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Most of the time when I have given a series on prayer, or even when I've heard series on prayer, one of the main focuses is on how I need to talk to God. I've learned all kinds of little things to do so, that you pray for ministers on Monday, you pray for worshipers on Wednesday. I don't know what you do on Friday. Fellowship on Friday. Saturday saints. I don't know. You could do those kind of things. And I've also learned some other things like acts, adoration. What's the next one? Anybody know? Confession, thanksgiving, supplication. Anybody ever learn those as part of your prayer life? And there's some good things in life in order to do that. But I also want to focus on the way that I can hear God so I know what I'm doing and that I'm doing his will and that, more importantly, God can act and will act in my life. Everybody good? Okay. So let's look at this. I just want to kind of start with prayer since we're talking about prayer. Let's just start with prayer today. Can we do that? Lord God, I just want to come to you today. I just want to hear from you. I want to hear your voice. I want you to go ahead and just speak to us what you have for us. I want you to set aside anything, any concerns, any of the tired nature of running around, any of the frustration from not being with loved ones or from the depression or other kinds of things that leads during this time of year. God, we just want to set all those things aside, and we just want to hear from you. We need to hear from you at this time. And so, God, do something awesome in our lives. We know that we talked about, would we be ready if you showed up? And God, I believe in my heart, and I know by your presence that you inhabit our praise and you are here today. So, Lord God, just move in a mighty way. Speak to us. In your name we pray. Amen. Before we get any further along in the service, I do want to say something. There have been many people who have caused a lot of damage in life by saying they know what God says. I could mention major things like Jim Jones in Guyana. Or I could mention this guy. I want to show a picture of a guy up here, see if you know him. And we'll go ahead and get this up here, I think. Do we have it up there, Melinda? Have somebody up there? We should. She's asleep back there. You awake, Melinda? Okay. This guy right here. Anybody know who this is? He made lots of news a couple years ago. It's a guy named Harold Camping. Anybody know? Harold Camping was the guy who kicked this off. And then we have another picture here. Here we go. A picture of what the end of the world was going to happen. You remember seeing these? Now you remember him. Remember the end of the world was going to happen in May, and then it didn't happen? And then it was going to happen in October. And in between that time, he had a stroke. And then he actually came out after that.